Welcome back to AI Breakdown, where we dive into the cutting edge of artificial intelligence. I'm your host, Megan.
And I'm Ray. Today, we're venturing into something that feels straight out of sci-fi. Generating a video just by knowing the start and end frames. Can you wrap your head around that?
Bizarre, right? The paper we're discussing today, Explorative In-Betweening of Time and Space, brings this concept to life. And in case you're wondering what on earth is in-betweening, Ray, do you want to shed some light?
Gladly. In a nutshell, in-betweening is a technique used by animators to create frames between keyframes, resulting in a smooth animation. This paper by Haiwen Feng and team pushes this concept to a whole new level. They're talking about generating a whole video that smoothly transitions from one given frame to the other.
Yes, they bring us this new concept they call bounded generation. Picture this. You have a photo of a sunrise and another of a full-blown sunny day. Now, bounded generation is all about creating a video that naturally transitions from the sunrise to the sunny day, and all this without additional training or fine-tuning of an AI model.
That's quite an interesting concept, but how have the authors actually made this possible, Megan?
They've brought us this new strategy called time reversal fusion, or TRF. Think of it as two narrators, one beginning from the start and the other from the end. And they meet in the middle to tell a coherent story, all without any rehearsal.
It's pretty hard to imagine how the proverbial twain shall meet. How do these two complex paths manage to fuse without stepping on each other's toes?
That's a fair point, Ray. But the TRF strategy actually fuses these two paths, the forward and backward denoising paths, which are based on the given start and end frames. It's like using the available data from the beginning and end to reduce noise and predict what happens in between.
Interesting. So they're smoothing out the journey to a clear video from both ends. But how does this TRF method perform in comparison with existing methods?
They actually tested this. They created a diverse data set and found that TRF outshines existing methods. So if you're looking for videos with seamless transitions or accurate subject motion, TRF seems to have you covered.
All this without requiring any additional training? That's quite a step forward. But considering all this technical know-how, who's going to use this kind of model?
Good question, Ray. I see lots of potential here. Visual effects artists, video game designers, and even educators looking to bring lessons alive with dynamic visualization could find this pretty useful.
It indeed sounds like we're onto something big in the realm of video synthesis. Who knows what doors this could open for creative exploration?
Couldn't agree more, Ray. For those interested in deeper details or wanting to see some examples, head over to their project page. We'll have that link in the episode description.
And that brings us to the end of today's episode of AI Breakdown. We hope you've enjoyed our journey through the exciting world of in-betweening time and space.
Until next time, stay curious and remember, there's no such thing as a stupid question in the world of AI. See you soon!